Blade Runner is back. Sure, Harrison Ford will always be Han Solo and Indiana Jones, but diehard fans also know him as Rick Deckard, hero of Ridley Scott's iconic sci-fi film.
I was looking for six replicants in a city of 106 million people.
Now, 35 years later, audiences are getting a new Blade Runner. Here to talk about why is Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how are you doing, Rachel?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about this because I love the original Blade Runner. I was surprised, though, to find out that Blade Runner, the first time around, wasn't actually a very big hit.
Yes, no one liked it. Audiences didn't like it. This was the summer of E.T. People were in a more jovial, genial mood. And this is a very dark, dystopian film, the original. Harrison Ford played a Blade Runner, someone who hunts down rogue androids called replicants and kills them. And there was a dark voiceover on the film, which the critics hated. So everyone abandoned this film.
Clearly, people changed their mind because they're making a sequel.
Yes, it's rare to have a sequel to a failure. It almost never happens.
Right.
But, you know, what happened was that the look increasingly captivated people. I mean, Ridley Scott said in an interview he was shocked to get a phone call from Bob Dylan, who said he wanted to talk to him because he liked Blade Runner so much. Huh. This dystopian vision started to seem real to people, and people started to think the film was like seeing into the future. And also, you know, the times darkened, and it just, all of a sudden, the film and the times came together, and people started to embrace the film.
Okay, so here we are. The new Blade Runner is coming out. The year the film is set in is 2049. There's a lot of competition, though, when it comes to framing the future out there. Dystopian films are all the rage. So how does this film stack up? I mean, do you buy it, the future they lay out here?
You absolutely buy it. I mean, visually, it really is a knockout. Everyone worked very hard. Director Denis Villeneuve, who did Arrival last, has a real visual flair. And they've worked very hard at figuring out what the future 30 years after the last film would be like. There's a Las Vegas that is kind of enveloped in red dust that's astonishing. There are 3D holograms on the sides of buildings that, like, there were ads in the first film, but these are in 3D, and they talk to you when you walk by. Mm. And into this world comes Ryan Gosling, who plays the new Blade Runner. He's trying to solve a mystery, and he ends up naturally having to talk to the old Blade Runner, played by Harrison Ford.
You're a cop. I had your job once. I was good at it.
I know.
What do you want?
I want to ask you some questions.
Old Blade Runner meets new Blade Runner. Does this work?
The plot, you know, the plot has some hiccups. This film is very long. It's 2 hours and 43 minutes, including the credits. The plot gets very convoluted. But finally, you know, just like with the first film, this world sinks into you. And what you take home when you leave the film is you've been in this astonishing world.
The first film really posed a central question. You know, it was trying to get at, what do androids feel? You know, like, how dimensional are the robots in our lives and artificial intelligence? Is there a question that this new film is trying to ask?
Well, yes, there is. But I mean, to tell you what it was, I'd have to give away a key part of the plot. And I'm honor-bound not to do that.
Kenny.
Can't do it. Can't do it, Rachel.
All right. Kenneth Turan, he reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Hey, Kenny, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rachel.